Four Cuban diplomats had a deadline this past week to leave the United States after being declared persona non grata. The action was prompted by what the State Department said was unacceptable spying activity. Last month, an analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency was sentenced to 25 years in prison after she admitted to being a Cuban spy. Five Cubans arrested as spies in Miami also faced long prison terms. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
This is the second time in 3 years that Cuban diplomats in Washington have been sent home. The first such incident came in February of 2000 following the arrest of a U.S. immigration official who, according to the FBI, was passing information to the Cuban government. That case was followed by the conviction of the five Cubans who had infiltrated exile groups in Miami and were reporting back to Havana on what they found out. And then last year, the top Cuba analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency, Ana Belén Montes, was found to be working for Cuba. Kevin Whitaker, coordinator of the Cuban Affairs Office at the State Department, says it's again time to emphasize to the Cubans that their spying activities in the United States are unacceptable.
What is clear just from these three recent incidents is that the Cubans have a very aggressive and comprehensive approach to the United States.
To the point, Whitaker says, that the Cuban government is trying to penetrate the U.S. national security establishment. But just as the United States is making a big issue of Cuba's espionage activity, Cuba is making a major fuss over the U.S. reaction. The five Cubans arrested in Florida are being treated in Cuba now as national heroes, as patriots who risked their lives to find out whether exiles in Miami were planning to carry out terrorist attacks against Cuba. Ricardo Alarcón, Fidel Castro's point man for U.S. relations, does not deny the men convicted were secretly sending intelligence back to Havana.
Cuba has the right and the need to defend herself. As a matter of fact, the UN Security Council, the resolution against terrorism presented by the U.S., calls upon all member states to work against terrorism, to share information, to find out about the activities that somebody may intend to do from one country against another.
In fact, some hardline Cuban exiles in Florida have advocated violence against the Castro regime. But the State Department's Kevin Whitaker says that's no defense for the five Cubans now in prison for espionage. The exile groups they infiltrated, he says, had no terrorist ties at all.
They tried that argument, and 12 Americans decided that these people, in fact, were engaged in an effort to commit espionage against the United States, and that that's unacceptable, and they're paying the price for it now.
Lawyers for the five Cubans have not given up. This last week, they filed motions for a new trial, saying jurors in Miami were so biased against the Castro regime that no fair trial there was possible. The size of the Cuban spy network in the United States is still unclear. The case of Ana Belén Montes suggests fairly high-level penetration, and a former Cuban ambassador to the United Nations, Alcibiades Hidalgo, said after defecting here this past summer that when he directed Cuba's UN mission, about 90% of the Cubans who worked there were intelligence agents. Ricardo Alarcón says Hidalgo's claim should not be taken seriously.
He's saying what the services that control him now from in this country, FBI or CIA, I don't know who, told him to say.
As for confessed spy Ana Belén Montes, Alarcón says he admires her noble and generous motivation in trying to help Cuba. Tom Jeltom, NPR News, Washington.